said, we're helping out the good folks at Victims of Systems, their program, what they do. And here to talk a little bit more about that is the president of Victims Assistance, and that's Leanne Graham. Leanne, thank you for coming down today. We certainly appreciate you stopping by.
I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I want to talk Boston baseball.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Goodness.
I'm just messing with you. So let's get into this right here. Victims Assistance, just for folks who maybe are not aware, don't know, just educate us a little bit on what you guys are and what you guys look to do.
Victim Assistance Program is a nonprofit here in Summit County, and we serve the entire community, men, women, children, people of all ages. And our goal is to provide crisis intervention, advocacy, and education to victims of crime and trauma to kind of restore their lives, get back to their what we call a new normal, and help them through that process.
How do people that are going through something like this find out about you and get a hold of you to get some of those resources and some of that information?
Well, we're really excited to be here today because a lot of people don't know about our organization. We've been here for 46 years.
Wow.
So Victim Assistance Program does have a 24-hour hotline, and we are available to talk to someone who's just in need, who's hurting, who is just unsure of how to move forward based on a tragedy that has happened in their life. So they can call us, but they can also chat through our website, victimassistanceprogram.org, and they can also text us through that phone number through the hotline.
Okay, then that hotline number is 330-376-0040. Again, if you've been unfortunately caught up in some of these circumstances, what are some of the things you see that folks do need the help with when it comes to these crimes? What are the most things that you're dealing with on a day-to-day?
Honestly, it's everything.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate that it happens to each one of us. Just yesterday, my neighbor was burglarized.
Mm.
And so we came home and their house was ransacked. Someone stole jewelry, personal items. And it's not always the concern of the actual items that were taken, but actually the violation of someone being in your home. So burglary is one of them, an assault, domestic violence, homicide, unfortunately, happens in our community. Traffic fatalities, suicide, anything that happens that just kind of rocks you and shakes you off your core. We're able to be there. We're able to think for you. One of the other elements that our agency does at Victim Assistance Program is a partnership with the police department. So they know that we're here to help people. So when a situation arises where they arrive to a scene, they call us 24 hours a day, and we respond on scene to help you in an immediate need.
Mm. Now, again, I want to pass out this phone number for people. If you've had any of these uncertain or unfortunate circumstances and you need some help or you want to reach out, at least to maybe even just to talk to somebody, touch base with somebody about what they could do, what kind of services they provide, that phone number is 330-376-0040. Or you can go to their website. Again, that's victimassistanceprogram.org to talk to people. You can even chat through the text line as well from that same phone number. And that's really good stuff, Leanne, when you talk about it, because you don't want to compound a bad situation with more bad situations. And I feel there's a lot of times when something like this happens to somebody, something unfortunate, whether it is an assault or a burglary, and then that one thing kind of throws you off track, and the next thing you know, you're caught up in something else, and then it really starts to snowball on people, and before you know it, you're up against it, and you're in situations where maybe you're borrowing money, or there's just certain things that you just feel like you can't ever get out of or get out from under, some of them mental, some of them financial, whatever it may be, and that's really what you guys can help these people do, is try to get them back on the course that they were kind of already on before this tragic event, whatever it may be, actually happened.
Yes, we are addressing the aftermath.
Okay.
Of their victimization.
That's a great way to
describe
it.
You know, you hit the nail. We're talking about physical, financial, psychological. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not just the victim. The person that is victimized is 100% impacted, but so is their family. So is their neighbors. So is the community. So there is a ripple effect that happens when one individual is traumatized. So our agency defines victim as that person that was physically assaulted or witnessed a crime, but also the people that surround that circle. So if you have a loved one or family member that was traumatized, but it didn't actually happen to you yourself, you can still call us and we can talk to you and support you because your life is impacted by that situation as well.
Now, I've been looking at some of the stats and educating myself as well as what you guys do. And now over 6,000 people just in Summit County alone were helped last year by your guys' programs, correct?
Yes, and we're unfortunately going to reach about 7,000 this year.
Now, let's say you haven't been involved in any of these things, but you want to help out, if you want to contribute. What can people do to help out your program to, in turn, help out people in their communities?
There's a number of different things. Well, one, we're really excited to be here tonight, you know, increasing awareness, telling other people about our organization. That is one thing. We want people to be ambassadors and spread the word about the existence of Victim Assistance Program. If someone wants to help on a day-to-day basis, we have an extensive intern and volunteer program. If you want to help in the back end and not provide that direct service to clients, we have plenty of jobs for volunteers. But if there's maybe a student who wants to get involved in criminal justice or social work, they are able to apply to become an intern and help us one-on-one with clients. That's just one aspect.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, today, too, we're trying to raise that awareness and trying to raise a little money as well. We got something really cool going on right now. Actually, Sammy B's down at the Spaghetti Warehouse. We're going to be checking in with him in a minute. But today at the Spaghetti Warehouse, everybody knows the address, but I'm going to give it out to you. The Spaghetti Warehouse, 510 South Main Street in Akron. If you're from Akron, the Akron area, even Stark, Summit, Portage, doesn't matter. You know where the the Spaghetti Warehouse is, and you want to go check that out. Go down there. Grab yourself a bite to eat. Sam's down there. He's hanging out, giving away some prizes, talking with folks. I know we got a bunch of Akron Zips tickets that he's pretty much handing out to folks. They want to come down there. Grab a bite to eat. It's worth going just for the food. But the bonus today is a portion of the proceeds from your meal are going to go to help out Victims Assistance. Now, you guys are going to actually be moving, too. You were in a historical site, now moving downtown a little bit to a different spot. Tell us a little bit about that, Leanne.
Yes, Victim Assistance Program has been on Furnace Street since 1946.
Wow.
So we've been there a significant amount of time. When the agent, actually 1926, I apologize.
Okay.
1926, when the Furnace Street Mission, it's an agency founded by Bill Denton, and that agency transformed into what it is today, a branch off Victim Assistance Program. So when we started in 72, 46 years ago, we provided a shelter. We actually house domestic violence victims. But as the community evolved and changed, we decided to shift our efforts into providing that on-scene response, crisis intervention, and advocacy, because no one else in Akron, Summit County, the state of Ohio, or the country was actually doing that. We were the first ones in the entire nation to provide this crisis response. So that is where the history comes into place. So that home on Furnace Street Mission means so much to us. However, we have outgrown that space. The community has embraced us. We are now a staple of our community. A lot of the police departments depend on us to respond. And because of that, our growing need, we have signed a lease. So we're moving down to 137 South Main Street. It's the corner of Bowery and South Main.
Okay.
And we are in the process of renovating that space. We have an amazing general contractor, Tober Construction, is leading the project, and they're doing a phenomenal job, but we still need money to pay them.
So that's how everybody can help out today with Victims Assistance down at the Spaghetti Warehouse. Go see Sam, get yourself a bite to eat, and help out a great cause. Again, we're here. We're talking live with Leanne Graham. She's the Victims Assistant President, joining us here live in studio today.